Colorado is another swing state, and there's a potential swing block of voters there. They're immigrants from Latin America. Kirk Siegler of public radio station KUNC reports that Latinos in the Centennial State are getting plenty of attention, especially this week.
The Mercy Apartments are a sprawling complex of public housing projects in Commerce City, a working-class suburb northeast of Denver. A large number of Latinos live here.
You never voted. Are you over 18?
Ruth Sanchez is an activist with the nonpartisan group Latina Initiative. She's going door-to-door trying to register people to vote. The deadline for registering new voters in Colorado is 1 week from today.
Estoy con la Iniciativa Latina. Somos una organización que son independiente, pero estamos registrando la gente.
The woman says she can't legally vote, so Sanchez urges her to apply for American citizenship. Down the hall, she has better luck.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Ruth. I'm with the Latina Initiative.
How you doing?
We're just registering voters. Do you all vote?
Go on in.
Angelo and Marina Mantich have a newborn son dozing in a crib next to the TV. They've never voted before, even though Angelo was born here.
I'm so happy that you decided to vote because you know this is a very, very important election.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very, very close.
I was watching the news the other night, and they said that a Latino vote might actually decide what's going to happen.
Angelo has no health insurance after recently losing his job. He says that's motivating him to go to the polls.
Every vote does count. It's not just, oh, well, why should I vote? It won't matter. You know, it does matter.
Especially in Colorado, where Barack Obama and John McCain are in a dead heat, and Latinos may be the deciding factor. Traditionally, Latinos side with Democrats in presidential elections, but in 2000 and 2004, a majority of Colorado's Latinos, who now make up 20% of the population, voted for President Bush. So John McCain's campaign has history on its side, but no one's taking that for granted. McCain's regional headquarters is a spacious, modern office building south of Denver that seems worlds away from Commerce City. Communications Director Tom Keiss says party activists have been targeting and registering new Latino voters because they'll decide the election.
Colorado is absolutely a battleground state. It's going to come down to every single vote in Colorado, and the reality is many Hispanics feel that John McCain represents their values and understands where they're coming from.
Colorado's Latino population has risen by 45% since 1990. The McCain campaign is targeting new Latino voters in rural southern Colorado and in metro Denver. The Obama campaign is hitting the malls and supermarkets here as the October 6th voter registration deadline looms. Outside Mi Pueblo, a Mexican grocery store in the Denver suburb of Thornton, Obama volunteers like Ed Franco are making the pitch to shoppers entering and exiting the store.
People are excited. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I can't vote, but if I could, I'd vote for Obama. So you say, well, come back in a couple years.
That's the challenge for both political parties. Less than 50% of Latinos in Colorado are eligible to vote. Some are here illegally, but other legal immigrants want to hold on to their Mexican heritage rather than apply for American citizenship. But Polly Baca says that's changing. She's a former state senator who does Latino recruitment for Obama in Colorado. She says Latinos are mobilizing to thwart the anti-immigration message of people like Tom Tancredo. Tancredo is the Colorado congressman and one-time Republican presidential candidate who famously called for deporting all illegal immigrants.
And so now we're facilitating that interest in becoming true, full voting citizens of the United States. And they're excited about it. And we're going to make sure that Latinos have a voice in this election.
Oh, we're registering voters.
Back at the Mercy Apartments in Commerce City, Ruth Sanchez of the nonpartisan Latina Initiative says she's dedicating her free time to registering new Latino voters because she believes this growing and influential community must have a voice in Washington.
They're talking about our country being split like a third world country like Mexico. There's going to be the very, very wealthy and there is not going to be no middle class. And then we're all thrown into the poverty and the poor class. And I believe that we can do something. You know, we can educate our communities and inform them.
The Latina Initiative is trying to register 5,000 new voters by next Monday's deadline, and volunteers believe they'll easily exceed that. For The World, I'm Kirk Siegler in Denver.